Part 5. Did God create sin? Many people say Satan does not really exist. They say what we call Satan or the devil is just a principle of evil, an intangible thing like a disease in the atmosphere that wreaks havoc on people's lives. The existence of Satan or the devil can be determined only by the Holy Bible, not by anything of what men think or say. This is why Satan constantly tries to discredit the Bible. The Bible acknowledges him 174 times. Even if you cannot see him, as he is a spirit, you can certainly see the result of him, just as you cannot see the wind, but can certainly see the havoc this invisible force can cause. Ephesians 2, verse 2 in the Living Bible tells us, "You went along with the crowd and were just like the others, full of sin, obeying Satan, the mighty prince of the power of the air, who is at work right now in the hearts of those who are against the Lord." And also in 2 Corinthians 4, verse 4 of the Living Bible, "Satan, who is the god of this evil world, has made him blind, unable to see the glorious light of the gospel that is shining upon him, or to understand the amazing message we preach about the glory of Christ, who is God. Of this we are sure, he is a created being and that of the most exalted type, with a plan to blind God's people from God's truth of his word and plan of eternal life." Ezekiel chapter 28, verses 11 through 19 tells of the visions of the doom of King Tyrus, which is exposing Satan. "Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, take up a lamentation upon the king of Tyrus, and say unto him, Thus saith the Lord God, Thou sealest up the sum, full of wisdom and perfect in beauty. Thou hast been in Eden, the garden of God. Every precious stone was thy covering, the sardius, topaz, and the diamond, the beryl, the onyx, and the jasper, the sapphire, the emerald, and the carbuncle, and gold. The workmanship of thy tabrets and of thy pipes was prepared in thee in the day that thou was created. Thou art the anointed cherub that covereth, and I have set thee so. Thou wast upon the holy mountain of God. Thou hast walked up and down in the midst of the stones of fire. Thou wast perfect in the ways from the day that thou wast created, till iniquity was found in thee. By the multitude of thy merchandise, they have filled the midst of thee with violence, and thou hast sinned. Therefore, I will cast thee as profane out of the mountain of God, and I will destroy thee, O covering cherub, from the midst of the stones of fire. Thine heart was lifted up because of thy beauty. Thou hast corrupted thy wisdom by reason of thy brightness. I will cast thee to the ground. I will lay thee before kings, that they may behold thee. Thou hast defiled the sanctuaries by the multitude of thy iniquities, by the iniquity of thy traffic. Therefore will I bring forth a fire from the midst of thee. It shall devour thee, and I will bring thee to ashes upon the earth in the sight of all them that behold thee. All they that know thee among the people shall be astonished at thee. Thou shalt be a terror, and never shalt thou be any more." Ezekiel 28, verses 11 through 19. These scriptures show the earthly king of Tyre being ruled or influenced by Satan, the supernatural king. Those scriptures tell us before Satan fell, he was the anointed cherub that covereth, which means he was the guardian or protector of the very throne of God. He was perfect in all his ways from creation until iniquity was found in him. The scripture said he had the fullness of wisdom and the perfection of beauty. It was his beauty that caused pride, which caused his downfall. The scripture describes his garment as covered with the rarest and most precious gems. The scripture states, "Thy pipes were prepared in thee." These pipes are musical instruments for the purpose of leading worship in heaven. Now we can understand the stronghold Satan has on our music today. Music exalts either Satan or the Lord Jesus Christ. We choose which one we feed from. Lucifer's ultimate plan was to be like God and take his kingdom. He wanted to be at the head of the congregation, but instead he is defeated. The scripture says his kingdom was under the clouds, under the stars, and under heaven. Therefore, it had to be on earth. Isaiah chapter 14, verses 12 through 15 tells of his rebellion against God. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which didst weaken the nations? For thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. Yet thou shalt be brought down to hell, to the sides of the pit. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, 3 and 4 tells us he accomplished exalting his throne and now sits at the mount of the congregation. He accomplished this by deceiving the people into believing he is God, speaking through humans that are leaders of their flocks. Satan perverts God's word through an intellectual and/or legalistic gospel, rather than these leaders and their flocks having a direct relationship and fellowship with the person of Christ. This hybrids or perverts God's word and cannot bring life. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 3 and 4. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he, as God, sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. There was no sin in the universe at the time God created his angels. However, they were created with the freedom to choose either their own will or follow the will of God. There was no sin as long as Lucifer chose to follow God's will, but he fell as soon as he rebelled and followed his own will. Revelation 12 tells us he influenced one-third of the stars of heaven, or the angels, to rebel with him, and thus evil began. Lucifer became Satan when he raised himself up against God, for Satan means opponent. He accused God as being the fault of the conflict in heaven and became the devil, for devil means accuser. This is why Lucifer is referred to as Satan and or the devil in Scripture, depending on whether he is opposing or accusing. So, clearly, God did not create sin or the devil. Lucifer himself introduced sin. Matthew 7, verse 18, a good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit.